Notice! Notice! This midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
That's a new one. I you know, I'm trying to keep it fresh. I forgot that it was episode 350.
It's not minisode 350 though.
I know, but it just made me remember that life is fleeting, you know? So I'm trying to, I want to keep the sounds fresh. You know what I mean? I don't want to rest on my laurels having the greatest episode intros of all time. Yeah, we got to try different sense. Mouth shapes. You know what
I'm saying? In this moment where you stared into the abyss, you looked in the black, inky void of eternity, and you shouted, "Bloop,
bloop." Look, it's just, I was just thinking about you guys who can't see me. Also, I ordered a Bounty Whopper. So,
wow, what's that?
That's a Mandalorian Whopper.
Oh, so shit.
That's what I was doing while I was staring into the void.
Is it a green bun?
No,
it comes with extra Grogu sauce.
The box has a.
Is the drink Spotchka? I'm trying to think of all the references I know.
There is a blue Grogu shake. There is Grogu fries, ooh, which I also got, which are chicken garlic fries, which is kind of gross because I'm like, am I eating Grogu? I don't get it. And then the burger has fried pickles and it comes in a helmet box. Like a Whopper box. It's just a Whopper box.
Sure, but man.
It looks like.
All right.
I still want to know why they named that thing Grogu.
It's Baby Yoda. Always will be. Doesn't matter.
They can't call it Baby Yoda.
I will.
Grogu is a terrible name, regardless.
What about Baby Yoda? He can't.
Yoda
say.
Is fun to say.
You know.
Grogu is not.
You know that that was their version of Goo-Goo because it's a baby, right?
Goo-Goo.
Grogu.
Grogu.
You know that's what.
I hope that child grows up at some point and names itself something else.
Gugu Idga. Ga a goo has. This is my SNL character, audition character, guy who's genuinely so yoked about Mandalorian and Grogu, the movie. I have a listener's story that I think is pretty good. That is from our very own subreddit, r/ChilluminatiPod. Go there now. Visit there now.
Visit it.
If you're a super fan, like a patron, get over there. If you listen to this on YouTube, you guys, we need more of you guys over in the fucking Reddit. Get in the Reddit. That's where we live.
Listen, you shall.
Even Jesse goes in that Reddit. I see him in there. This comes from user one ad. I'm not going to read the whole number, but you know, one ad. Here we go. Listener account is called My Experience with Afterlife. Hi. Feel free to read this on the show. Not a native English speaker here, so sorry if I make any mistakes. You did beautifully. I couldn't say which of the guys I identify with more. I go with the idea that the paranormal in general is something we still don't comprehend, be it UAP, ghosts, or anything in between. When I was about 11 to 12 years old, my mom, then my then newborn brother, and me lived on a rented house. Some nights, I would wake up to the noise of a child crying. At the time, my brother was a newborn. I would even go to his and my mom's room just to encounter him sleeping in his crib. The detail. The sound of the cry was not in their room, but just in mine. Also, those cries seemed to be from a small kid, not a baby. So, that's one thing. Interesting. There was also the time that a small handprint, too small to be mine, was visible in the refrigerator door, like when you let your hand on the fridge for some time, and the difference in temperature shows its outline on the plastic. As much my mom tried to wipe it with a cloth, it wouldn't clean it. Also, inside the fridge, on the same line as the handprint, was a bowl of dolce de leche. This person, I believe, speaks Portuguese. But yeah, cooked condensed milk. You know what dulce de leche is.
Yeah.
You were from Texas and we were from Los Angeles. After I told my mother about the crying in my room, we moved back to our grandparents, her parents' home, until she could buy us a home a couple years later. It's a different culture than ours. At the time, she didn't say nothing. Years later, she then said to me, the reason she rented that house was because of the cheap rent. No one stayed in that house for too long. Also, the landlord lost a son in that house. That was the reason he and his wife moved out and rented it. The boy was about 5 years old when he died, and the room I slept was his. That's it. Me and my mom never talked much about that house after that. Our views in spirituality don't match too much. Her being a Catholic and me an agnostic, but we have kind of a silent agreement to not talk about that. This is one of the only times I talked about the situation. Only other people I recall talking about it is my boyfriend. So that's it. I don't really know what to think about that. It's one of those things you just kind of shove in a drawer in your head and move on with your life, because if you think about it too much, you just can't go on normally. Thanks for all the hours listening about strangeness with a little humor. So there you go. A nice, perfectly detailed little ghost story with a perfect resolution of the type that, like, I like these types because as sort of tropey as they sort of end up seeming when you, like, line, like, 30 of them up, right? I feel like the little details are what always makes me enjoy them. Like the little personalized details of this one. I like the little bit of different energy. You know, I like the idea of the fridge and the heat and like the way the sort of cinematic reveal of going to look at the baby's crib and realizing that nobody else can hear the baby crying but you. I don't know. There's little details in everybody's story that make it seem a little bit more real and stuff. And I just thought this one was really enjoyable.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, there's like a weird like level of like detail that once you get to that point, you're like, okay, you're clearly lying for some.
I just like it for good storytelling purposes. I don't know that I necessarily believe it was like a ghost, but it makes for a compelling story.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a ghost, you know what I mean? But like the tulpa of it all anyway is so interesting, right?
Get out of here.
Exactly.
Not the real tulpa, just the thought, the bundle of thoughts altogether. The history, the thoughts, the facts, the activities, whatever that all was. Right? It's interesting.
Agreed. Jesse, what do you have for us today?
I was blowing my nose.
Oh, so sorry.
It's okay.
I can talk about what I want.
No, I got you. I'm back. Don't worry. It's all right.
Mine's just a conversational piece, you know?
I can talk about how I hate that the fucking delivery app that I try to use while I'm recording a live podcast automatically orders from a Burger King 18 minutes away from my house.
I love that. That sounds terrible.
That's stupid.
Crazy.
So the Daily Mail has an article that I absolutely had to talk to you guys about because first off, it's the Daily Mail. So it came with a great photo that I want to show you. But former CIA scientist claims to have seen, or actually claims that there are several alien species in the U.S. the government secretly knows about. And he has been told this information, but not actually seen any of them. Anyway, Dr. Hal Puthoff, a physicist and electrical engineer who worked in the intelligence communities.
I know that. I know that name very well.
Hal Puthoff?
That's his name? Huge. We've talked about him in episodes before.
Yeah.
And there's just some sort of pun there. I don't quite know, but it's there.
He says he was so Hal Puthoff. Doctor,
he's 89. He's
He worked. He says that he worked for the intelligence community's psychic spy and UFO research programs in the 70s and 80s, and he says there are at least four types of different alien life from crashed UFOs that they have encountered. He went on a podcast recently and talked about this. Of course, it was on a podcast. Davis describes these entities as humanoid, approximately human-sized, and possibly linked to classified reverse engineering programs. Anyway, here are the four. Like we've talked about them before. Like I love UFO. It so much. The Greys, the classic four-foot-tall creatures.
We know those guys.
Right? Yeah. Everyone knows them. Well.
sex pests.
The extremely tall humans from Scandinavian Nordics.
Nordics, yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin. I was unaware that we had crashed Nordic ships, but that's what he's saying. Reptilians.
They usually just hang out inside the White House and chat with the president.
Apparently.
Yeah, usually.
Reptilians, the most famous of the alien races mentioned as giant reptiles. They can shapeshift. Their unproven claims that they regularly infiltrate human society. Meanwhile, then, there's also the insectoids. And we've talked about these numerous times, and I just want to show you the image that they included in this article because I love the Daily Mail did this because it's just so goofy. These are the aliens they're referring to.
Dude, this literally looks like the opening credits of the fucking Men in Black cartoon show.
It really does. It has the same vibe as the Guardians of the Galaxy, like, lineup. In front of them, like, it's just so goofy.
Yeah, except it has my fucking Starfield OC in it. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's the Nordic.
The Nordic, instead of like, looking Nordic-y, just looks like a guy with long hair in a spacesuit.
Looks like Operation Hail Mary. Like, I don't even know what to say.
But then also, like, they included what I can only assume are images from, like, Stellaris or something, because this is more of them, if you see that. Oops, never mind. It gave you the full article, but scroll all the way down and you will see that they include CG images of a very tone and attractive giant Nordic, a guy who looks like he's from Skyrim.
Stock image.
Yeah, literally like Oblivion Remake screenshot.
Like an XCOM image of a gray.
Yeah.
Just like some, if you click those, they're hilarious. I can't. The image of the insectoid looks like a Star Wars character.
The Nordic looks like they're from Marathon, like the new shooter, like the current shooter Marathon.
It is absolutely, essentially.
Oh my God, there's like a fucking, the insectoid looks like a fucking Star Wars bounty
hunter.
That's
what I'm saying. He looks like Darth Vader was like, no disintegrations. Anyway, the article literally is like a gun. Baby's first primer of UFO stuff, and this guy's saying that we have talked with them. They are here on Earth. We've seen their crash sites. He hasn't seen anything, but he's been told about it. So,
of course,
there you go.
Yeah,
and I love.
He hasn't seen it, but he's been told.
What's great about it is this is one of those few articles where rather than just so random footage of, you know, UAPs. They went all in and showed renderings of the aliens multiple times. And frankly, I'm here for it.
I like this. This is so much more fun of a way to do it than just shitty old AI. Like grabbing like really tonally discordant images that don't fit and don't quite make sense, but that sort of get the idea across. Like, I don't know where that bug, that insectoid image came from. That is literally
a Star Wars source
like,
book.
It's like my alien PowerPoint pictures.
It's like a beautiful painting. It's like a beautiful, expertly done painting of a bug man. If that's AI, that sucks so much.
I got like, AI'd the other day, dude. It made me so mad.
Yeah,
like, a song. I couldn't tell it was AI.
Story of 2026,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Make me sad. I was going to talk about the fucking aliens, Jesse, but we can pivot from that for something else.
Oh, did you? Well, all right. All right.
Those aliens are great. Like, that's, it's so funny. Though, like, it's how put off. So, you know, take it or leave it. But,
right.
The other thing, I guess, alien wise, first of all, you see Trump fucking Truth Social.
Dude, those AI images.
Jacked ass alien.
What's crazy is there's other ones too. And one, and it's him, dude, and two giant grays. And one has black hair, just like in those paintings, which made it even funnier. And they have a baby in their hand. It's like they're alien tourists. And he's like,
I
want to
know
around.
Why he's doing that. Like,
there's
when
a meeting?
Is dementia mine?
Why?
Is like,
so no, people don't talk about dementia. The fact that he diddled kids.
Yeah. Well, every time why, there's time there's Epstein news, he's going to do some shit like this. And the one that's funnier is going to make the meme.
Yeah.
That's it.
That shit was so dumb.
He couldn't get away with the Jesus once. Now it's
to look at
Trump shows aliens around.
So the other thing we'll talk about that's been making its way through the UFO world pretty heavily is people proclaiming, and they're not 100% wrong, but they're also not 100% right, that Neil deGrasse Tyson has like changed his tune on UFOs. And he kind of hasn't. He's got a book coming out, so he's doing a book tour. And he's getting interviewed on everything from the Daily Show to CNN to like basically everything. And they're asking him the same questions. And what's interesting is that while the book is called Take Me to Your Leader or something like that. And it's basically the idea of like, if aliens show up, how do you interact with it? And it's a little tongue in cheek in the way it's written. But a lot of the points
like
he's
futurism?
Making.
Futurism? kind of.
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, well, if you meet an alien, don't hold out your hand to shake it, because that might that means something else from where he's from. So like, oh, he might, maybe they need to sniff your butt instead, like that kind of joke. But the point he's getting at in the book is like, have the Pythagorean theorem or like the periodic table in your pocket, because the universal language of the universe is likely math. And if they are here and they are visiting, then they're not, they're very likely not going to speak English. They're going to, but they'll be able to speak mathematics on your first encounter
Voyager
with them.
Voyager disc vibes.
And yeah, the book is super lighthearted and filled with jokes and shit like that. Like still him kind of taking the piss out of it when he can. But the thing he's changed his tune on in the interviews is he's like, the evidence of the testimonies is no longer a throwaway. He's talking about the dump. Remember how they dumped files? And he's like, the thing he's most interested in is he's reading all the files from the 1940s and 1950s. And they're saying the same exact thing that, you know, Joe Farmer or whatever has been saying for decades, which is the same thing that the recent congressional hearings people have been saying. And he's like, that, he's like, it's interesting to me because that points to a pattern. One that is I can't look away from and basically say it's nothing, because if it's happening over the course of and that's just, you know, what has been released and stuff. So his tune on like UFOs being real, he won't say they're aliens, obviously, but he's like, but they are by definition like UFOs.
You know, I'm not that interested in like doing an episode where we just like go through the files, because there's just
the
amount of time that needs to be spent right now, like. Yeah. It'll be better if we wait a while to see if anything serious comes from this. But
yeah,
what would be interesting is to revisit, do like maybe like a checklist and revisit some of our own episodes on aliens and see if we can find any like correlation between, you know, various accounts that we've, you know, I would love to like rate the various crazy people that we've had like books about on the show, mm-hmm. and see if any of them are like weirdly more correct than others. Because yeah. I feel like, you know, that one, the one with the guy at Roswell that I did.
Sure.
Where I feel like his was like really, really believable to me. And I like, you know, I haven't gone back and looked at it since I have read anything about the files, but like they don't seem incompatible with each other at a glance. And I just wonder how much of that stuff there is out there.
I think for like things like Range 4 Harry would not hold, you know, what I mean?
Or like Valiant Thor or some Valiant shit like Thor. That. Yeah.
But there is like some, like even the weirder ones, like the Andreessen Affair those like weirder ones with more fantastical elements. There's so much of it that I'm like, having been researching and reading about this stuff for so long, I'm like, well, if it is like a consciousness based thing, it would be weird. It would be fucking bizarre. And like, if these things are inserting them, it's like from what a lot of like, you know, Tom DeLong and like all those people who are just like in the research sphere saying is like, these things sit outside of our dimension. And these grays, for instance, might be biomechanical avatars that they are able to operate in a three-dimensional space where we exist in, and like they sit outside of that. And that would, you know, like there's basically, maybe there's just no way for us to truly comprehend whatever these things actually truly are. What if that's the truth? What if the truth is these things are here? We don't know what they are. We haven't been able to figure out what they are forever. And maybe there's no possible way for us to even comprehend what these things are.
I think conceptually we can understand them.
I feel like that's true too. We can conceptually understand a fourth dimension.
Like,
right?
I can describe something that's not possible to actually comprehend in real life.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel like out of all the possible solutions, that would be the worst is a non-answer. Because mm-hmm. saying, oh, they're here, they've always been here, and there's nothing you can do about it, I think would do the most to upset society rather than an answer. You know what I mean? If we had like, oh,
right,
they are from the planet Glooplop and they've just been visiting, and you know what? We stay out of their way, they stay out of ours. At least that would be some sort of answer. But saying like, we can't stop it, we don't know what it is, it's from a different reality and they've always been here and they just do their thing, I think that would freak people out genuinely.
Well, I guess that's true because of the sort of like sensationalism of it all. But to me, the thing that I've always thought about that is like, if you truly understand about like bodies and in space moving around and like what's out there and like all the other shit that's like just you know, the Lovecraft of it all, the sort of like,
but that's not, but that's like mean, out there. You know what I mean? That's like hypothetical. Well, no, out
I don't,
there.
I don't
this
even
is,
mean,
this
I
would
mean,
be here with us. It would be the difference of like perceiving a Cthulhu and then seeing a Cthulhu.
I don't
you
even
know what I mean?
I don't even mean Cthulhu. I mean the way that Cthulhu and seeing how small you are in existence, kind of like enter the same sphere of experience a little bit. It's more like that. I don't mean an old dead god. I just mean that's waiting to wake up or something like that. I just mean like the fact that we're flying through space at a fucking fast speed and that there's black holes that exist that could just swallow us and we don't know, and dark matter exists. We don't know what the fuck that is. And things are interacting with each other on either side of the universe and it doesn't really make sense. And like, as much as we try to talk about it, you know, even the physicists that are masters of it to us can barely agree on what the fuck it is that they're even measuring. Like that alone is already enough fucking with my understanding of reality as somebody who like reads books and understands the sort of implications of the science of it all, and how thread like just wafer thin our reality is. My perception is just barely holding together. Drugs alone can completely shift my entire perception of what is happening around me. Like, I don't understand why just aliens being just outside of our reach and being here is like any different than any of that. Like conceptually.
You're muted, Jesse. Somehow you're muted on.
Sorry. I was blowing my nose.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I think the thing here to think about, the way that I would put it, is as a kid, you are told Santa is going to watch whether you're naughty or nice. And it's conceptually like, okay, the difference here would be if Santa was literally riding around at night on his sleigh watching you, and we couldn't interact with him, we couldn't do anything, but he really truly was watching whether you were naughty or nice, it would change people in a way that would not, it would, I don't, like, society would change dramatically. And I think saying to everyone, not just like they're aliens, we talk to them and they're buds, but being like, these are things you cannot control. They run kind of rampant over us and we are specks to them, would freak people out on a like existential level more than just life exists beyond the stars.
I guess like in a demographic sense, absolutely. But like from another angle, like in my personal experience, I survived finding out God doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Like, right. I've survived finding out that I will die one day, and that's it. You know, I survived a lot of shit that I can't escape that sucks ass, now. And I guess the thing that I'm like reacting to more than the actual knowledge itself or the fact that it is undeniably so goddamn scary as a concept is just that I think that it shouldn't stop us from.
But
agreed.
Really quickly,
that's a lot of the debate is the UFO world is like the constant thing that said is like if the public found out, they would fucking lose their minds. And like that the thought that once a week I see a post with that thought like experiment of like, what do you think it is that they would have to hold back, that governments would legitimately have to hold back from the world because it would make society fall apart?
But I mean, like the difference here, though, I think to what Alex was saying is that, you know, going back to God, for example. You can say, I don't think God exists. Someone else can say, God exists. But there is no definitive answer that anyone can say with any certainty on any fact of it.
Right.
What this is would be like if a dude showed up and said, yeah, hey, my name's Steve. I actually worked with God. I helped create the universe. That dude's dead. Yeah, that guy actually died. And no one's running the show now. I don't have the keys or the passcode to get into the server that their universe is on. So, like, yeah, man, you're all on your own. Anyway, been fun. Like, that's the difference here, is it would be like if someone said, there are things, they are here, we have known about it, kept it from you, and there's nothing we or you can do about it. They are just here. People would freak the fuck, because it isn't just like, oh, they're here to hurt us, so they know what to do. Like, people are like, okay, they're the enemy. It isn't like, oh, they're here because they're trying to prevent this or change this or govern us or whatever. Just the idea of they exist and we don't know and we can't communicate with them and we don't have an understanding, people would freak out. Like, yeah, I'm talking cities on fire freak out.
I think you're right. I think you're right that there's like a chance, but I also think like, I think like secrets are toxic, bro. You know what I mean? Like, like,
I'm not saying we're getting dumber.
We deserve to know the truth.
I think some cities, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're getting dumber faster than we can even deal with. You know what I mean? Like, everything about the way of life that I thought I was going to have is already dead. Like history ended, cultural history ended, like, whenever ChatGPT like crossed some threshold that we don't even know about yet that we're going to find out in 20 years. Like,
and Agent Smith is going to tell you at some point, like, your society ended in the year 2016.
Yeah.
After that, it was ours. Like, oh, yeah.
Like, that already happened, like, probably by some actual metrics, right? So, like, I can only help us to know all the parts of the get all the cards on the table as fast as possible now if we're going to have any chance of ever coping with it or living with it.
I wonder, like, how much of, like, and I just, it's silly to go to this, but, like, how much of Disclosure Day from Steven Spielberg is going to hold some truth in that movie? Like, I do wonder if there's going to be aspects of it that whether he scraped out of like things he's done for research or stuff. Not that he's like communicating with the government in any way, but I know he's an obsessive about aliens as well.
What if at the end of the movie, oh my, wouldn't this be the craziest twist? Is if at the end of the movie it wasn't aliens, but like a demon or an, like, something more like mystical, like,
dude. And then he's trying to say, what if it's like that? And then he's also trying to say that that's what he thinks it is.
Yes, that's what, like, what if he's like, it was never aliens, but in fact a gateway from God.
And then it's like, and then it's like footage of Trump in the White House, like, finding that out, like, some shit like that. Being like, we can't tell him.
We have to feed him.
We have to feed the demons. That's all we can do.
Yeah,
that would be so scary,
dude. Worst case scenario,
Disclosure Day, dude.
Disclosure Day,
dude.
Just close the gate day, dude. Just,
you know what? You just created weird fiction, like, organically, separately from like H.P. Lovecraft and Ambrose Bierce and stuff. Like, you just were like, dude, but what if, like, something beyond our understanding possibly happened and it was all real? Like, all I'll say is Nameless by Grant Morrison.
Give it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some, like, some of my favorite. Go for it.
Good. No. Go.
Oh, I was gonna say, some of my favorite media at the moment are those weird, like, short videos or short stories where it's like, it's just Earth, but insert some random weird creature. And everyone's just like, we don't mess with it. It doesn't mess with us, but it walks around the countryside looking really sad. And we have no idea why, but we stay out of its way. And it's just like 1,000 feet tall and has like 3 legs and goes like, and it's creepy as shit. And it's just one of those eldritch things where it's like, what would we even do?
Dude. Yeah. I think the back rooms is legit, like, Lovecraftian.
It is, like, absolutely.
I feel like it's literally like revivalist weird fiction. Like,
it is. Stories. I agree. I love that shit. I have this, like, idea. Like, imagine like an astronaut who's going through space and they crash land on a planet and they're wearing their spacesuit and this planet is like filled jungle and a little village of humanoid looking people discover the crash, take him in, and for years he spends their time like learning their language and trying to figure out where he is and how he can get off. And the whole time there's this like chapel or temple they go worship that he's not allowed into because he's not part of them. Eventually he's able to go in, and when he finally goes in to worship whatever it is, it's his actual spacesuit but with a skeleton in it, and they've been worshiping whatever that is as a god, and it's like his spacesuit as well, has his name and everything, and it's been there for who knows how long.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you do with it, but I love that shit.
I too have played a House Parky game.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that,
you just wrote Returnal, yeah, sort of.
If I played about an hour of Returnal.
You wrote like the inciting incident of Returnal, mm-hmm, sort of. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I love that shit. That's like, I love that kind of like unknowable shit. But for me, if that's what it was, I feel like, well, nothing's changing then. Then my day to day doesn't change. Like, if I can't control, maybe I can meditate and talk to them or something. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the ontological shock, I think for most people would be indigestible. If it is like three body problem esque, like, we can't comprehend, we can't do anything, but they are here.
But even three-hour problem, the aliens are like, we're going to take over your world. Like, true, at least
very, very human. Yeah,
there's a thing that will happen. I'm more worried about a thing that, like, will never happen. Like,
Jesse, yeah, we're talking about how other people would. How would you personally feel if that was the truth?
I think it would change me.
Like, I know it would. So? I would be more willing not only to believe in aliens, but now if you said they were extra-dimensional beings, I would believe more likely that there was a heaven and a hell and different. Like, I would believe
the context. Religious. You'd think there'd be more of a religious. Like,
oh no, I think me personally, I'd be open more to the idea of instead of like, you know, a more Eastern philosophical idea of like hell is the punishment you instill upon yourself or whatever, or like, you know, a reincarnation thing into like next time around I'm a squirrel and I get eaten by a hawk. Like whatever the case may be, the like all the different versions of punishment of yourself. I'll be honest, I still don't know, and I'm on a journey to find out what I think. But like,
of course,
I think I'd be more willing to jump into the like, oh, there is a flap over that
a science
like
a
ranch
science
and that there's weird shit coming through, rather than like that's total bullshit. Like,
I am open.
Like, if tomorrow an alien showed up, or I saw a ghost, or if I saw any of that, I would instantly be like, got me. I'm in. Yeah, there is an afterlife.
Imagine they were real and they look exactly like Bigfoot. Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious?
I would immediately be
like, I would be a Mathis overnight. I'd be like, it's all real, dude. It's always been real.
Absolutely. Or they come out and they all look like Jesus, and like there's like all races, Jesus of all races. That'd be so crazy.
That'd be sick. Do you think, Jesse, over the 8 years you've been doing this, your opinion on like what if aliens are real or not, what they might be, dimensional or not, has like shifted at all?
No, I mean, I never had an opinion on what they were.
Sure, whether they exist then.
I think we've said this before. For sure, aliens exist. I think any aliens have come to Earth? Probably not. But with that said, I'm open to the idea. And there have been some stories where I've been like, okay, yeah, like that was a good story. Yeah. And if that's real, I 100% am like, all right, cool. I'm at the 1%, like, I think most of it is bullshit, but I'm open to 1% being real.
Yeah.
That would immediately change upon any real evidence, even if they were like, we can't talk to them, they exist, we don't know what they are. If we didn't know what they were, and it could be anything, I would be like, we don't know so much about this world. Nah, dude, screw it. 99% anything chance all of it's real, 1% chance is all fake. I would be like,
right.
Yeah,
open that. They're like, because like that's the crazy thing. I think we said it last week, where like the idea, like we're seeing plasma beings type things in our own atmosphere, acting like the actual like life forms of some sort. If plasma ends up being life of some kind, whether like a consciousness comes of some kind, that implies the sun would be conscious in some way.
But that's why like, I think all of society would change.
It all comes back.
Religious people would have a different awakening. People who are like me would have a different awakening. I think. It would fundamentally make society go topsy turvy. It'd be crazy.
I think I'd be pretty much.
No, I would be okay. Yeah, but I don't think so.
Alex, I think you would. You might be fine, but you would have to do damage control for so many people that you would have to like be their counselor.
That's already what my personality type does.
Yeah, well, bless man.
That's already what my life is. Everybody's telling me they found out aliens exist every day, bro.
The president, he's walking to tall, ripped aliens. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how you know.
The funniest possible thing could be if they were Bigfoots. To me, that's like the Eternals. Like, yeah.
But that's like if they are interdimensional, who knows, dude? Like, who knows?
Or if they look like fucking someone's gods exactly. That would be amazing.
That would be nuts.
If an elephant man gets off the, I'd be like, yo.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be so crazy.
Some Jack Kirby, Chariots of the Gods, that type of shit would be mind blowing.
Yeah.
That would be fucking cool.
Cause I feel like there's no way it hasn't touched our culture, whatever the answer is. I feel like it's impossible that we don't already know about it somehow.
Oh, for sure. Especially if they're things that have been around for who knows how long. That'd be the other thing I think would be fascinating would be that would have to be like a reckoning of historians would have to like look at history differently if they could confirm like we don't know what they are, but they've been around forever and they've just been here throughout our history. All of a sudden, history becomes another like a new frontier again.
But there would also be people that would say it was a lie. The government is doing it to control us. They're demons. There. They are a secret psyop. Like they're no matter what, it would be maybe society would heal itself, but that initial shock would be like we'd be running out of toilet paper in the grocery store, is what I'm saying. It'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Everybody needs that's probably why, you know, people don't fight, quote unquote, as people feel online. I like the truth is people are fighting and people do want things to be different. And, you know, I know people think it's not enough, but I really think people are saying I want it to be done right now rather than that it's not enough. And, you know, I don't know, like there's something sort of like the same about this. It's out there. It's happening. It's real.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
We'll see. I hope we get an answer in our lifetime. I really do.
I'm going to assume we won't,
but
I'm not holding my breath.
I have to be happy with what I think the answer is based on my own research at this point, you know, like it's just been,
I mean, that's life, man. At some point you just decide you're happy with the information you have.
Yeah.
And you're like, screw it. All right. I'm just going to be a chill dude for the rest of the way.
Give me my Bounty Whopper. This is the way. You know what I'm saying?
This is the way.
You can have it. This is the way.
Yeah. I'll have my this way.
I'm going to this my way down to some dinner right now, actually. Thank you all so much
for supporting this way.
Do not go see that movie if you don't want. This is not a brand deal for that film.
No, it is not. Disney is not paying us any money.
We do not give a damn.
Fuck Mickey Mouse. Fuck Star Wars. Everything. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Yeah. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.